helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for August 2nd, 2006. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please consider a vote on Podcast Alley at podcastalley.com, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, or a tip in our online tip jar. You'll find links for all of these on the website. Today's podcast, from the archives, Long Memories, first published January 31st, 2003. Regardless of where you pursue your high-tech career, there are a number of pitfalls that can make your work more difficult and your career less secure. One of the most common of these pitfalls happens to be unreliable technology systems and the effect they have on your clients. Computer users have long memories, especially when it comes to technology that fails regularly and with sometimes damaging results. Even worse, they'll remember and often refuse to use systems in the future based on these bad first impressions. While it may seem a bit irrational for clients to write off your technological projects, I've seen it happen more than once. In one case, back in the early days of networking, a large corporation worked very hard to develop a network linking all sorts of remote buildings and locations. Unfortunately, the networking system was less than robust. The network would often crash, and in the then-current environment of Windows 3.1, each user's PC would hang completely, losing all the work not saved up to that point. You can imagine the individual user's frustration. These networking issues were solved fairly quickly, but the users had had such a bad experience, countless of them would refuse to use the network servers. They would store all their files locally, even though the IT department had explained the benefits of data backups and the ease of sharing their files with coworkers. The damage had clearly been done. A few months of unreliability, and the users would never again trust the network system. The IT department could try and force the users to utilize the network systems, but it was a constant uphill battle the entire time I worked for that company. As this example shows, it can be very important to have systems well tested long before they're released to the general public. You can never make a second first impression in life or in high-tech work. If your systems are flaky or deliver far less than the needs of your users, you may have a hard time ever winning users back to your side. Once you lose the trust of your users in one area, your overall reputation can be damaged. Whenever you're developing a system, ensure that you have all the major bugs worked out before you show it to the first end user, though you may be pressured into an early release by your direct management or higher-up executives. This is fairly common in all companies, which requires you to convey to the powers that be that the success of the entire project, and many projects to come, depends on delivering a fully functional product that the users will adopt and use. Delivering an unreliable product, even one that performs some functions extremely well, can lead to many larger problems down the road. When you're testing your new systems, cultivate a collection of people who understand both the needs of the system and your needs as a technology worker. These tech-friendly people can assist you in working out the bugs of a system, but they also have enough understanding of the technology that they understand the process. You shouldn't have to worry about these people lacking trust in your systems when they're finally implemented. They understand that there will be flaws as the system is developed. With the help of your user advisors, you can develop your system in a safe environment and avoid beta testing your systems on the general populace. This will help prevent any nasty surprises from arising that could damage the trust of the users. Computer users have extremely long memories. This is true whether you're developing software systems inside a corporate environment, as a freelance consultant, or even as a software manufacturer for the world at large. Test your systems well, with the input of knowledgeable users before releasing it. This may sound like common sense advice, but I'm sure you all have examples of systems that were rushed out the door, only to be discarded by users as untrustworthy, unreliable, or just plain bad. Protect the success of your company, the trust of your users, and your own high-tech career by ensuring that the systems and software you develop are truly ready for the outside world. This Friday on Career Opportunities, a slap in the face. Vacations are a wonderful and necessary part of any career, but returning from a vacation can often feel like a surprising slap in the face. Pent-up demand for your time, emergencies, crises, and the simple act of getting back to work can feel so foreign after even a few days away. So while it's important to take vacations to prevent career burnout, it's also important to put some thought into returning from vacation. Subscribe to Career Opportunities today to receive each new show automatically. You'll find a link on the website. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Welchwrite.com/career. WelchWrite.com/career. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please consider a vote on Podcast Alley at podcastalley.com, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, or a tip in our online tip jar. You'll find links for all of these on the website.